Okay, today's daf is Beitza daf Chaf Aleph. We are on Chaf Amud Beis by the Tudat, continuing here in the second parak relating to issues of Karbanos on Yantif. As we had 2 days ago, the Mishnah and the different understandings of the Mishnah, which Karbanos are allowed to be brought on Yantif. Obviously, Karbanos Tzibur, that whose time it is on Yantif, those are obviously allowed to be brought on Yantif. That's the Pasuk in the Torah. The Machlokas is, as we saw, at least according to one version, about Nedarim and Nedavos. So what about voluntary Karbanos that I decided to bring on Yantif, because after all, I'm in Yerushalayim anyway. Can I bring the Karbanos while I am here on Chol HaMoed? Yes, but what about on Yantif? So that was the machlokas we had in the Tanoim. So the Gemara says, at the two dots, Chaf Amabeis towards the bottom. I boi luhu, ledivrei ha'omer nedarim u'nedavos ein kraven b'yantif, according to the opinion that says you're not allowed to bring nedarim u'nedavos on Yantif, avar v'shachat mai. What happens if I violated? I brought it anyway. I violated and I shechted. So the question is, so what is the issue here? You already did it. Amar v'shachat. So Rava Amar, the machlokas is, what can you continue to do? You already did the shechita. What about the zrikas hadam? So Rava Amar zorekes hadam almanas lahater basa machila. Rava says you can continue doing zrikas hadam almanas so that the basa, the meat of the carbon, can be mutter to eat. That's the reason that you're allowed to do zrikas hadam, in order to create a heter achila for the basar, meaning the basar has to be there. That's the reason you're allowed to do the zrika. Rabba Varafuna Amar, no. Zorikas hadam amanas lahakter imurin la'erev. What you're allowed to do is zrikas hadam in order to do aktaras imurin that night, meaning even if there is no basar, as we'll see in a minute, Bez Hashem, the Nafgamina is that even if you just want to do the Haktaras Emurim that night, and if you don't do Zrikas Adam today on Yantif, then you're not going to be able to do the Haktaras Emurim at night, because Dam is Nifsal B'Shkiyas Achama. And therefore, that's the Machlokas Rabba and Rabba Barafuna, why you would be able to do the Zrika. If neither of these are going to take place, then for sure it's Usser. Why would it be Usser? What's the reason that Zrika? What's wrong with Zrikas Adam? Just be Zrik the Dam. You're not doing any Malacha. So Rashi says it's a Shru. It's an Issad Rabbanan. What is the Issad Rabbanan? That is not clear. What's the Issad Rabbanan of Zrikas Hadam? So the Gemara Yevamos gives the impression that it's an issue of Muksa. The Dam is Muksa. What use does the Dam have? So if any of these reasons apply, so then that's giving it a purpose. It's giving it a purpose, thought to be Mater the Ochel, to be Mater the Haktara. Either way, inherently, the Dam is still Muksa. It's just Mater something else, which would allow you to do it in this case. If you look at other mafarshim, there's the Rush, the commentary of the Rush in Nazir, Daf Chavches, says it's an issue of tikkun, right? Because you have to do this Zrikas Hadam in order to allow you to then do something, to eat or to be makdir. So it's like tikkun, right? Similar to what we had the past couple of days about Tfilas Keli. Whenever you're allowed to do something, you're allowed to use something, you're allowed to eat something, so that is called tikkun in a certain sense, so maybe that's what Zrika is. The Gemara Psachim and Ahava mean at least that maybe the issue is one of Gzeirah Shema Ya'avirenu, as we just had a couple of days ago. Gzeirah Shema Ya'avirenu, when it comes to Tfilas Kalim on the top of Yechasman Aleph, the Gemara had that in Pesachim as well for Zrikas Hadam. So either way, this is the machlokas between Rava and Rava Barafuna, whether the Zrikas Hadam, after I improperly shechted off Rav Shachat, what am I allowed and why am I allowed to do Zrika? My Benayu, the Gemara says, the Main Afkamina, Ike Benayu, Nitzva Basar Osha Avad. The Afkamina is if the Basar is not there. Lirava Lozarek. According to Rava, who says, you're only allowed to do the Zrika in order to matter Achila that day, then you're not Zorik it if there is no Basar there. Lirava Barafuna, Zarek. According to Rava Barafuna, no, we are Zorik because it's enough to want to be makter the emurin that night, even if there is no basar that is remaining. That is a machlokas amorayim, what the reason is. Keep in mind that, as I said before, dam nifsal b'shkiya sachama. The blood is no longer usable, becomes nifsal b'shkiya. We had a machlokas Rishonim, according in the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Salvechik was fond of pointing this out, that Rabbeinu Yonim Maseches Brachos quotes that no matter what you say for other halachos that end at the end of the day, for example, when you could daven when other halachas, when you can do certain mitzvos throughout the day. But when it comes to mincha, he assumed that all Rishonim, even Rabbeinu Tam, who usually holds up the later zmanim, as we know, the two shkiyas and the later shkia, even Rabbeinu Tam would agree that mincha must be davened by the first shkia, based on Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, because mincha is parallel to the dam. Dam is nifsal b'shkiyas acham of the first shkia. So even if other halachas might be allowed after shkia, before it says dam, and the which translates karbanos into mincha, would not be allowed. Obviously, there are those that that think otherwise, but that was his ha'ara regarding dam becoming pasul. Okay, so this is the machlokes amoraim. Now we continue in the Gemara at the bottom. It says the Gemara, Meisvei, asks a question, Kivsei Atzeres, Sheshachtan Shalol Lishman, Kivsei Atzeres, the Karban Shlomim, the only Shalmei Tzibur we have of the year, the Karbanos that are brought along with the Shtei Halachem on Shavuos, the Kivsei Atzeres, Sheshachtan Shalol Lishman, that the Kohen shechted them Shalol Lishman. He had a different Kavan in mind, he had a different Karban in mind. As we know, the first Mishnah in Zvachim said, Vayshech Shalol Lishma, besides the two exceptions of Chatas and Pesach, it is kosher, but it doesn't count L'shem Chova. The question that Rishonim deal with is, how does that apply to Karban Tzibur? This is a Karban Tzibur, not a Karban Yachid. That Mishnah was about Karban Yachid. Anyway, the source quoted says that the shlamim that are brought, that are shechted shlo lishma, o sheshechtan bein lefnei zmanan bein la'achar zmanan, or they're shechted before or after their proper time. They're shechted before Shavuos, even though they were designated as Kivsei Atzeres, they're shechted before the proper time or after. So what do you do? So basically the carbon is not usable for you. So hadam yizark, you could still be zorik the dam, v'habasar yochel, and the basar, or yeyachel, the basar could still be eaten. In this case, as Rashi quotes that Mishnah in Zvachim, the Imhaisa Shabbos, what if it's Shabbos? If you shechted it, let's say, a day early or 2 days early, and it was Shabbos, lo yizrok, then you're not allowed to do the Zrikas Adam. Why? Rashi explains, because it's Asr, what are you going to do? You can't eat it. Asr Lavashel, you can't cook on Shabbos, you can't be roasted on Shabbos, so you're not going to eat the meat, so there's no point of doing Zrika. The Imhaisa Shabbos, lo yizrok. Right, which is basically a raya to Rava against Rava Bar Rav Huna. That's the reason for Zrika is the Achiva. V'im Zarek, what if you did the Zrika? Hurtsa, so you still can't eat it. Hurtsa, amanas lahakti emurin la'erev. So b'di'evet, once you did that, you can be makter the emurin after Shabbos that night. But im Zarek, di'evet in l'chachila lo. But it's clear that only Bidi Eved, this is okay. If you did the Zrika, that's the language, Bidi Eved. L'chadachili, you should not do this. So Bishlamala Rava Nicha. According to Rava, I understand this fits in. It's exactly the reason that Brisa gives. El Rava Barafuna Kasha. But according to Rava Barafuna, who says, Zrika Saddam is enough L'chadachila to be Makter Emurin that night. So here, why isn't it allowed L'chadachila? Only Bidi Eved. So Gemara says, Kasha. No answer given. Vi bias ema or shiny shvus Shabbos vi shvus yantif. Or the other answer given is don't compare Shabbos and yantif. When it comes to the shvus, the zrika on yantif, fine, that we would allow. But a drabbanan on Shabbos, no, we wouldn't allow. Shiny shvus Shabbos yantif, it is more chamor. So this line is probably where the Rishonim got what we mentioned a couple of days ago from the Ramban and Parshas Emor. The Ritva and Masechah Shabbos both quote this idea that the Shvusim of Shabbos are of a different caliber than the Shvusim in Kalat Torah Kula. After all, they have a different name. The Isurei Drabbanan of all other areas of Halacha don't have a separate name, and on Shabbos they're called Shvusim. They're called Shvusim. And that already reflects a difference. But even in terms of the level of stringency, and not just by name, Isuri Durabanan of Shabbos are different. Remember we discussed this earlier from the Rishash and Yud Zayin Mabez, where the Gemara gave the answer, discussing whether we find somebody who violates, and it's a Durabanan Bemezid, the Gemara and Yud Zayin Mabez kept asking questions. The Gemara ended up saying, Yisuri de Shabbos Shiny. The Yisuri of Shabbos is Shiny, and the Gemara there could have been read only on a Daraisa level, but the Rishash pointed out, based on this line of the Gemara, right here on Chafalaf and Aleph, and no, even on a Durabanan level, you cannot compare the Yisuri Durabanan of Shabbos and the Yisuri Durabanan of other areas of Halacha. Why? Explains the Ramban, explains the Ritva, that the Yisuri Durabanan of Shabbos are there to create a certain environment, a certain avira. That's the mitzvah asay of Shabbason. The asay of Shabbason, that is the title, that is the rubric under which all isurei derabanan of Shabbos fall. That's the purpose. Many times if somebody says, why can't I do this on Shabbos? It's part of Shabbason. Even if there's no specific law against it, even if there are specific laws Drabbanan, it's included. Even if not, but that is the Asay of Shabbason, and the Isurei Drabbanan of Shabbos are very different than the other areas of Halacha. But it all comes from this line right here. If you look in the Chassam Sofer here, it deals with, so this is such a great answer, why does the first Deya of the Gemara say Kasha? Leave it as a question, right? And not the second answer is shiny. Usually, Kasha ends off, and you can't give an answer, and you have to leave it to the Rishonim to answer. Here the Gemara gives a second answer. So why does it have to say Kasha in the first answer? So the Chassam Sofer in one line, right here, says, well, remember back what we said on Daf Beis. On Daf Beis Mabeis, we said that people don't take Yontif as seriously as Shabbos, and therefore we will have to be more machmir on Yontif than on Shabbos. That's the first day. The second day here is saying these Yisrei Drabban of Shabbos are more chamor. The first day I must hold like that opinion in the Gemara that we had earlier. Tzarech lomar lo lishna kama shehiniach bekushya svira le kedila el reish mechilten yantif to kill asila zolzule bay. That's the first day. V'lishna v'iba yisema lo svira le hachi imkein Shabbos chamir. That's the line of the Chassam Sofer right here to explain what that first day is. Okay, back to the Tosfos for a minute before we continue with the next Gemara. The Gemara had said that the nafkamina between Rava and Rabba bar Rav Huna is whether there is meat still available. Ask Tosfos, Kasha, in the middle of Tosfos, Mai. Heich yei basar mutar b'achila. I don't understand. To be matir, usually the rule is, in order to allow meat of a karma to be eaten, you need two things, at least. You need the dam to be sprinkled, to be nizrak, and you need haktaras emurin. Haktaras emurin is what's also matir, the basar bachila. So what's the Gemara talking about? The nafkamina is to eat the basar, as long as you zorik the dam, you can eat the basar. But what do you mean? You're not going to be back to the emurim until that night. So why is the basar mutar anyway? So Tosfos has a chiddush gadol. Tosfos says on the second to last line, v'yei shlomar, tehacha, Howel ve'ein yachol lahakter ha'emurin mi ba'od yom. Since you can't be makter the emurim halachically during the day, havi ki'ilu nevdu o nitmu. We treat it as if it's lost. Meaning, when do you need akter as emurin? When it is there. But if it is not there, so then what? Usually, then the meat might be mutter even without it. So here, you treat it as if it is not there because halachically you can't bring it. That's Tosfos' formulation. If you look at Rabbi Chanan here has a little different pshat. Rabbi Chanan says, not so much as you treat it as ne'avad or avad, but the din of haktaras emurin, being before eating, is not a matir, as we would thought. Like the zrika is a matir. The zrika is matir, the basar b'achila. Says Rabbi Chanan, no, it's just a din of mitzvahs kedima. Usually, haktaras emurin has to be before achilas basar, a din of kedima. But if you cannot fulfill the din of kedima, so then it's okay, says the Rabbi Chanan. V'achanami b'haktaras emurin, eina domil zrikas hadam, di'ika isura le'echol kodem zrika, v'lochein b'haktara, de'eino ala mitzvahs kedima, di'tzarech la'haktim haktara kodem achila, o'mishum ha'achim hu anis mi la'haktir b'pnei isur maleches yatif rashoy le'echol, you're allowed to eat. Rav Chanan then adds, interestingly, v'nire, what happens if it's a carbon that's a shlamim, you can eat day, night, day, or other carbon that you can eat that night. Once nighttime comes, then you have to stop eating. V'tzarech, v'nire, de'balayla, kivan de'yachol ha'aktir, shuv ne'asar b'achilas ha'basar, v'lo amrinan, kivan shekvar hutar ha'achilas basar lo yasar ha'charkach. We don't say, oh, once it's mutter, you can finish. No. De'ze'eino, de'gamachshav eino ne'asar, el kivan de'ika mitzvahs haktara, tzarech la'akdima le'mitzvahs achila. And he says, that, I think, is Kavanah's Tosfos. So that's what Tosfos' question is. But either way, on the simple surface, Tosfos says, it says not here, so it's as if because you can't do it, it's as if it's not here. Halachically, you're allowed to assume that way. And Rabbi Chanan says, it's just a din of kedima, and therefore, if you can't do it, so then it's okay. Okay, Rabbi Chanan makes the the halacha of being makter the emurin before achila makes it less serious. In other words, he makes it, that's not a matir, but it's just a mitzvah's kedima, and therefore if you don't have it, it is okay. We go weiter. Says the Gemara, Ba'amine Rav Avya Saba Me Rav Huna. Question. Behema Chetz Yishal Nachri V'Chetz Yishal Yisrael Ma'o L'Shachta B'Yantiv. If you have an animal that's half owned by a Jew and half owned by a non-Jew, can you shecht an Yantiv? Ma'o L'Shachta B'Yantiv. Why would you ever have such a thing? Maybe they have partners. Maybe it was a Bechar. Maybe this was a firstborn animal that I didn't want it to become, get to achieve Kedushas Bechar. As we know, we spoke about this a couple of days ago with Ha'arama, the Shulchan Aruch recommends that we don't want to have any Bechar Karbanos walking around Bezman HaZed, Al Asi L'Dei Takala, and therefore the way to prevent the Kedusha of Bechar is to have Shutfus with a guy. So let's say somebody did that, and then they forgot to buy it back before Yantif came. So there's a animal that's Chetz Yishal Nachri v'Chetz Yishal Yisrael. So are you allowed to shechta on Yantif? Meaning, is that included in the heter of Ochel Nefesh? That's the question, because half of this animal is Shel Goy. Omer Le Mutter. So the answer that Rav Huna gave is that it is Mutter. It's allowed. Says the Gemara, Omer Le V'chi Ma Bein Zel and Adar Menadavis. Why is this different than Nedarim and Nedavis, which we know, as we've been talking about, according to many Tanaim, you cannot bring a Nedar and Nedav on Yantif because it has a Chelek Gavoha? So here, the Chelek Goy, why is it Mutter? Why is that included? So the Gemara says, Omer Amalei, so Rav Huna did not give him an answer, Urva Parach, a raven flew by. Urva Parach. Instead of giving Rav Avya Sava an answer, he basically changed the conversation. He said, oh, did you see that bird? Wow, what a raven. Kinafak. So Rav Avi Saba didn't get an answer. Let's finish the story and then we'll comment. Kinafak. When he left, when the questioner left, Amar Le Rabba Bray, Rabba, the son of Rav Huna, went to his father and says, I don't understand. Why didn't you give him an answer? Lav Hainu Rav Avi Saba, isn't that Rav Avia, the elder, de Mishtabeach Le Mar Begaveh, that you have said many times to Gavar Rabu that he's a great man? Why don't you give him an answer for? You change the question, change the topic. Oh, but you see that bird? So Amalei says, my Evelei, what was I supposed to do? I couldn't give him an answer. Why? Ani hayo, he gave him an answer, but once he asked a question on that answer, he had to think about it. He says, Ani hayom, today, you know what happened? Samchuni ba'ashishos, rifduni ba'tapuchim. According to the Pasuk in Shir Shirim, basically saying, I need support. I'm tired and exhausted. Uboi mine milsa, deboi taima. He asked a question that requires a lot of thinking. Right? Rashi explains, Yantif who? Today was Yantif. Vidarashti l'rabim. I gave a 7-hour shiur. This is the second time in this Masechta that we see shiurim on Yantif. Right? We had the beginning of the second parak, Tesvavim Abeis, where Belazar kept giving shiur and the Talmidim kept walking out to go have Simchas Yantif. So this is the second example we have. I gave a shiur in the morning. V'chalisi mitarech ha-drasha, and I made myself sick even. I'm exhausted from the drasha. V'korei ani alai, and that's why I quote this pasuk about me, Samchuni ba'ashishos, heviu li su'ud v'esol. Let me eat something. And after I eat something, then I can eat straight, I can think straight, and then I'd be able to give an answer. That's why I didn't give him an answer. So he has to come back. But anyway, what was the answer? V'taimamai. So the Gemara explains what was the answer that he, Rashi says, sugid de Gemara, was like the narrator talking. In the story, there was no answer given. But what is the answer? What's the difference? Why Nedarim and Nedavos are Asur? While Behemas Akum is Mutter, the time am I, Behema Chetz Yishal Nachri v'Chetz Yishal Yisrael, Mutter l'Shachta b'Yantif, a Behema, which is half Nachri, half Yishal Yisrael, is Mutter l'Shachta b'Yantif. Why? The Efshal, because I is possible l'Shchita, because you have to Shecht, because you're allowed to eat, Heter Ochel Nefesh. So if you want to shecht, so then the chelik of a nachri, what can you do? So you have to shecht. It's not, no, you have no choice. You can't shecht half. You have to shecht the whole animal. Avon Adarman Adavas, also l'shacht and miyantiv, but Adarman Adavas are worse. Why? When it comes to your animal that you share with a guy, your half is not subsumed definitionally, and therefore you still see your half of the animal that you're relating to when you shecht. But when it comes to a carbon, you're not allowed to shecht an yantif. Why? De kohanim ki kazachu, mishulchan kavoa kazachu. Because when the kohanim eat the carbon, they are getting it. When they get the chazeh and the shok from the shlamim, so then they are getting it mishulchan gavoa. it's considered Shel Hashem. And Rashi and Tosas both say here, not only the Kohanim's Chelek, which the Gemara says, but also the Bailim's Chelek. Right? Rashi adds in, V'adin L'Bailim B'Shara Basar. Right? It's also the Yisrael's Chelek of Ishlamim. Ke'eved Hanotel Pras Mibes Rabo. Like somebody who's getting a present, the servant's getting a present from the master, and therefore, it's all called Hashem Gavoa. This is the line that Tosas expanded upon, which you mentioned last time. Tosas Chavzayim Mibes, where he asks, why isn't the Nadar and Davars are included in Ochel Nefesh? Why? Because it's not defined as yours. The half of yours is Batel. Batel Lagabi Gavoa. Ki ilu kulam Lagavoa. Tosfos doesn't quote it, but this is where he gets it from, this Gemara. That it's all called Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, says Rashi and Tosfos, and therefore it will not be allowed on a Yontif, right? This relates to, not exactly Mefurish, but it relates to the issue of the mitzvah of Achilas Karbonos. The Gemara here says that even the chelik of the Bailim is Mishulchan Gavoha. Does that mean that the mitzvah's assay of eating Karbonos is also Shal Bailim? Not Mefurish, you don't have to say that, but it does fit in nicely. Rashi Yimsachem Nun Gimel says that. The Rambam is not clear. The Rambam in Ilchus Maisa Karbanos, we mentioned this last time, but now I'll read it inside. The Rambam in Maisa Karbanos says in Perek Yud, Achilas Achatas Veha Asham Mitzvah Saseh. Eating Chatas and Asham is a Mitzvah Saseh. Shenemar V'yachlu Osam Asher Kupar Bahem Hagonim Ochlim U'Bailim Miskaprim. The Kohanim eat, the Bailim get Kapara, and therefore all Karbanos Kachim Chatas and Asham are included in the Mitzvah Saseh. The Rambam says in the next Halacha that a Karban Mincha is also included in the Mitzvah Saseh, meaning all Kachim are included. Then the Rambam adds, V'hu Adin L'Shar HaKachim She'Ochlin Osam HaKohanim She'Achilasan Mitzvah. Also other Karbanos that Kohanim eat, not a Mincha, that's quoted in a different Halacha. What does he mean here? Let's say Ashlamim, the chazay and the shok of Ashlamim, the part of the carbon that goes to a kohen, that's also included in the mitzvah. What is left out of the Rambam, what is omitted, is the chelik of the Bailim. That's what other Rishonim quote. But that is the Rambam mitzvahs asay that it is allowed. If you look at the Mishnah of Melech here, just Derech Agav, the Mishnah of Melech here says, based on this mitzvah asay, that nireh, the milsa the pshita, he is obvious to me, shahakohen mivarech, when the kohen makes a bracha on the karbon, what bracha does he make? It's alluded, the fact that he makes a bracha is mentioned in the last Mishnah Pesachim. Right? Remember that Mishnah Birech makes a bracha on the Karban Pesach, because they have to make a bracha on the Karban Chagiga. But the what bracha is it? So says the Mishnah Lamelech. Milsa de Pshita hi shakoin mevarech asher kadoshanu b'kedushaso shel aron vitzivanu le'echol chatas o asham. Right, we're used to that bracha from Birchas Kohanim, but he says that's the bracha that the Kohanim are going to make when the Karbanos Asher Kedushanu B'Kedushaso Shel Aron V'Tzivanu Lechol Chatas O Asham. The Kolzem is Ba'er. Where do I get this from? Says the Mishnah LeMelech. The Rambam doesn't mention it. The Rambam does mention it at the end of Hilchos Trumos when the Rambam mentions eating truma or eating bikurim. All of those. This is the bracha that is made. And then the editor in the parentheses say, look what the Machaber wrote in the beginning of these halachas of Maisa Kabbalas. The Mishnah Lamach originally was written as one sefer with essays, and then it was broken up and put al Seder HaRambam. So many times the parentheses of the Mishnah Lamach says, oh, look what he wrote here, look what he wrote there, because sometimes he talks about different Rambams in different places. Good, that is the last line of the Gemara here. What is the lashon of Urva Parach? He says, oh, a raven flew by. Raven flew by. So the Rabbeinu Chananel, right here on the side, the Rabbeinu Chananel, against other Rishonim and Mefarshim, Rabbeinu Chananel says he was basically insulting him. And that's why his son got upset. He says, Urva Parach lashon Ginai. Uphisusi klomar deazu das na'arib shasokin ba'arib. Just the opposite of what we thought. What kind of question is this? This is like a question for a childish question. Kids who play with ravens. See that raven that flew by? That's Rabbeinu Chananel. But the pashtus is, that's not. The pashtus is that no, he just couldn't answer him because he was exhausted from the day of giving the shiur. And the Me'iri of these Gemaras always comes and teaches you what is the Musar Haskel. Says the Me'iri here, the Musar is not only for the Rav, but for the questioner. La'olam yehe adam nizhar shelo lahachbid b'masa u'matan tamar chacham shehu ro'eyu chalush. A person should be very careful when they're asking a question to a Rav. If they see the Rav is weak or not ready for a question, they shouldn't push him imitzad choli, imitzad shetarach osu ayom b'yeshiva, obidrasha. Right, if a Rav was just involved in something and he's tired and he's worn out, don't push him with a question and make sure it's appropriate, even if you ask him a question. V'im asakein, and if you did ask, v'hachacham meisim derech hedyotos, ka'adam hamare atzmo, she'ino rotz alashiv. If you see he doesn't want to answer you, o meisiv l'davar acher, ein l'moser alav taromas klal, don't be upset at him. V'yafilu haya aladam gadol. Even if it's a great person, still, sometimes a person is worn out, they can't focus, and they want a break. And therefore, that's what you learn from this Gemara. Even though the Gemara seems to say it's a focus on the Rav, but the Meiri learns that it's a focus on the questioner as well. One should make sure that they always ask and don't ask appropriate questions when it is the proper time. If you look at the Chassam Sofer here, two other pshatim, why Orev is used. Well, first a short one. The Shem Sena Balachi here suggests that maybe it's like the Orev by Noach. Just like the Orev by Noach did not give Noach an answer, so to here he did not give an answer to the questioner. Right? He only got the answer with the using the other animals, the Yonah. But the Orev did not give him an answer originally, and therefore that's the marshal given here. The Chassam Sofer, quoted by others, but it's the Chassam Sofer right here, he has a final answer for us. And then a final pshat, and that is the Gemara in Masechet Erevin says that Chavbeis Shchoros Ka'orev, darshin in the Pasuk, B'mi Ata Motzei Divrei Torah, where is Torah found? B'mi Shemashchir Panav Aleihem Ka'orev, somebody who blackens their face like a raven. Meaning somebody who pushed themselves so hard. O Nasa Achzari Ka'orev Albanav. Ayin Shab. Somebody who acts like an Orev. Somehow Orev is the symbol used for somebody who pushes themselves in Torah. He says that's what he's saying here. V'hine hacha yantif haya. It was yantif. V'darash chatzi hayom. He darshed half the day. V'yachshav achasha yogea me'adrasha ratz alasak. B'simchas yantif. He needed to the simchas yantif. As the Pasuk says, Ashishos v'tapuchim. And that's what Rabbi Avia came and asked him a question. And he says, Orva parach. Kfar parach v'avar zman Orva. The parach, the orev, the half of the day that I act like an orev, which the Gemara in Erevin says means pushing myself in Torah, is finished. And I'm going to be soy sudas yantif. And that's why I'm not going to answer you. That's the Chassam Sofer. So we have the Rabbeinu Hananel, but on the other hand, you have the positive, you have the Meiri, which learns the message, and then you have the Shem Sina Malacha and the Chassam Sofer. One final question that's asked by the Achronim, and that is, the Gemara asks here, what's the difference between Nedarim and Nedavis and an animal that's Chatzi non-Jews and Chatzi Jews? What about the Mishnah that we have in 4 days from now? The Mishnah says in Daf Chaf Hei that if an animal is a misukenis, an animal is about to die, and the person doesn't want it to die, because then it's going to be a nevela, and it's going to be totally asur lechol. So a person is allowed to shecht it, even though he only wants a tiny drop of the meat. He could shecht the whole animal. Why? Because efshar lekizayis basar below shechita, that which is the answer the Gemara gave here. But why there is it a davar pashut? There is pashut that it's going to be mutter. Masha'en kenir. The Gemara answered as a question. What's the difference between behema misukenes and the case of the half non-Jews animal? So the malo haroim here in the back say, well, maybe the difference is that you don't say mitoch when it comes to a non-Jew. There we could say, well, mitoch you could do it for the kizayis, you could do it for the whole animal. Here you can't say that by a non-Jew. Or others, the Netziv here says, maybe over there at least any kizayis of the animal might be the one that you're going to eat. You could eat the whole animal if you really wanted to. So each part is labeled as heter ochel nefesh. Masha'en kein here, there is a part of it that you're not going to be able to eat, and therefore you can't label that included in the heter. Okay, we continue now with the next Gemara. So the Gemara spoke about half Jew, half non-Jew, it comes to an animal. Let's expand upon that a little bit. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chizda, Behema, Chetzi Shonachim, Chetzi Shon Yisrael, as we said, Mutl Shachta B'yantiv, Tiyash L'Ksayis, Basar B'lo Shechita, that we had, but now Rav Chizda adds Isa, but if somebody has a doe, if somebody has a doe that's half of a non-Jew's, it's usher to be offer that on yantif, different than an animal. Why? Because I can split up the dough. I don't have to make the whole dough. I can split up the dough, and therefore I'm not allowed to bake the whole thing. After we show him as Tosfos, didn't we say before, marbe b'shiurin, isn't it better, a dough tastes better if the whole oven is full of dough, so why don't we say the same thing here? It's better really for you. So Tosfos says, maybe that's the, you wouldn't, Tosfos in Isa. Torah says the Yeshlomar, there it's different because Harishus Biyad Alecha, you can eat all the dough. Once you can eat all the dough, then you can use the whole dough. But still, the Svara of the oven being totally full, that wouldn't apply to a non-Jew's dough. The Ron here says, no, it would apply. We're talking about a case where there's more than one oven full of dough, and that's why it's going to be a problem. Either way, Rav Chisda's statement, Behema versus Isa. Masa Rav Chana Bar Chani Loi, Isa's Klavim, says the Mishnah in Chala. If somebody has a dough that's fit for dogs, somewhat Eino ra'ui, bizman sharon ochlen mimena. But if it's still edible, that the shepherds would eat from it, chayevus b'chala, it's still considered a dough, so it's chayev in chala, one of the five, a dough made from the five grains. Uma arvin ba, and one is allowed to use it to make an erev chaseros. We know the Issa d'Rabbanan, if somebody has houses going into a yard, it's going from private rishuyos to the yard is a joint rishus, so mi d'Rabbanan, I have to make an erev chaseros in order to unify all of these houses into one rishus, or what we call an erev. Right, so you're allowed to use it. Ma'arvin ba, u'mishtatvin ba, and I could use it. It's chashiv enough that I could use it for a sheet of mavos. If I have various yards, houses go into yards, and then yards go into alleyways. If I have a number of yards going into an alleyway, I have to combine them and be mishativ them in the mavui to unify them also on a derabbanan level. So I could use this. U'mivarchin aleha, and I make a brach on it. It's considered food. I have to make a mosi on it. Umizamnin aleha. And I can use it as a zimun. Rashi says, shlosha shachlu kachas. I can have a zimun with these. Let's come back to that. Let's first continue. V'nefes b'yantif. And you can bake it on yantif. Bake it on yantif because it's edible. V'adam yotzei b'yidei chavasa b'pesach. And a person can be yotzei their chiv on Pesach with this dough because it's called matzah. What? Which chiv? So Rashi knows the first night. Obviously, that's the only time there is a chiv to eat matzah. The other days, Rashi says, as the Gemara says, if you want to, you want to eat matzah, if not, not. The other days, you don't have to eat matzah. Yes, if it's Shabbos, or if it's Shvi Shal Pesach, you have to eat it because of Yantif, but not because of the mitzvah of achilas matzah. We don't say a bracha of al achilas matzah. Mashain came when it comes to, let's say, sukkah. Every time you go to a sukkah, all the week you say leishiba sukkah. But that is the Rashi. Keep in mind the Chizkuni and the Vilna Gaon made famous that even though there's no chiyuv to eat matzah the rest of Pesach, there is a kiyum mitzvah asay. A kiyum. Every time I eat matzah, I'm mekayim the mitzvah asay of achilas matzah, even though I never had a chiyuv. The Chizkuni writes that on the pasuk, and the Gra in Maisa Rav is quoted as being mechabev the mitzvah of matzah, and therefore throughout Pesach, he made sure to have matzah, a lot of it, and on the last day of Pesach, even though we generally do not hold like the Rambam of having Su'udah Shlishit, having Shal Shudas on Yantif, the Vilna Gaon held like the Rambam on the last day. He made sure to have an extra meal of matzah to show he was mechabev the mitzvah. Right after Pesach, the Maaser Rav quotes that he went out and bought a beer from a guy to make Havdalah on, to show that he was only doing it because he wanted to fulfill the mitzvah, not because he loved matzah so much. Maybe he did. But either way, he was only doing it l'shem, the mitzvah of matzah. Right afterwards, he got chametz right away. But that's the last line of the brisa, of the Mishnah. First, it's going to be yotzei the mitzvah of Pesach with it. So now the Gemara says, v'yamai, why is it that you could bake this? What's the important line for us? Nefes b'yantif. Why are you allowed to use this Isa's klavim to bake on Pesach? Well, if some of it's going to go to your dog, so let's split up the part that's going to go to your dog. Right? We had l'chem v'lo l'klavim. And therefore, why by a guy's Isa is it usur, and here by the dog's Isa it is mutter? So, shiny Isa's klavim. No, here is different. Tol ve'efshal afaisa b'nevela. No, it could be that your dog's not going to eat any of it. It could be that you're going to eat all of it, and you're going to give the dog a piece of meat. L'faisa b'nevela. And therefore, that's why it's mutter to bake the entire dough. Because really, it could be that it is all yours. It could be that it's all yours. Good. Says the Gemara, umi islay. Let's continue, and then we'll come back. One second. This is all Rav Chisda talking. What did we just say? Why are you allowed to bake the entire Isa's Klavim? Since it's possible that it's roi for a dog, so too you can bake the whole thing. That's the principle of Hoel. Even if something is not true right now, you're allowed to assume it's true. Hoel. Where does Hoel come up? That's the machlokas you mentioned at the beginning of the parak. Machlokas of Hoel by a Ruvi Tavshilin. Since baking on Yontif for a weekday, do you get malchus for baking on Yontif for a weekday? That's the machlokas in Psachim and Vav, but it's also quoted right here. The two places in Shas, it's also quoted elsewhere in Psachim. whether that is an issa d'oraisa with malchus or not. The Rabba is the one that holds up the principle of Hoel. Since guests might come right now, so therefore, what I'm doing now is not an issa d'oraisa. Rav Chisda doesn't hold of it. That's the Gemara's question. Does Rav Chisda hold of that concept of Hoel since it might be true? So here too, since it might go to dogs, does he hold of that? If we had the machlokas on Marayim, ha'ofem miyantav lachol, if somebody bakes from miyantav to weekday, Rav Chisda amar loke, Rabba amar eino loke, Rav Chisda amar loke, lo amrina and hoel. Rav Chisda says, you don't hold of hoel, u mikloi leila archim chazilei, since guests might come, so it's roi hashtanami chazilei, so do now, even if you have in mind weekday, it's still not going to be this adaraisa, because guests in hachinami might come, you hold of hoel, that's well, what Rav Chisda rejects. Rabba Amar Eino Loke. Rabba said, no, you don't get Malkus, Amrin and Hoel, question mark. So Rav Chisda rejects the concept of Hoel. So how could he say it here? So Ella, the Gemara says, you're right. Lo Tema Hoel Ve'efshar. It's not a din of Hoel here. Ella Kigon De Islay Nevela. It's not that it might, but he has a piece of meat to give to the dogs. Devadai Efshar Lefayzim Nevela. Means he's going to. That's what we assume he's going to do. Not based on Hoel. That is the sugya of Hoel. The sugya of Hoel is a very big topic. There, quote, mostly in Mesachim Psachim and Vav. A couple of points just regarding Hoel. A few short points. There is a machlokas, the Balamar and the Ramban, there in Psachim, within the Shita of Rav Chisda. Within the Shita of Rav Chisda, that there is no Hoel. He rejects Hoel. Does he reject Hoel even if there are guests around? What if there are people in the town looking for a meal? Does he also not hold of Hoel there? And the Melchama says, yes, even if there are guests around, he does not hold of Hoel. Why? Because you go by his das. If his das is to cook for a weekday, it's not to cook for the guests, so then he doesn't hold of Hoel, period. While the other each other, Balamar, and others say, no. Even if Chizu would agree, if there are guests there that he could hold of, that he could hold of Hoel, generally just guests are not there. You don't have to assume that, oh, maybe they'll come. One machlokas. Another machlokas is, what if it's very late in the day? Halacha l'maisa, we learned at the beginning of the parak that Erev Tavshilin allows you to cook from Yantav to Shabbos because it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan anyway. Because if Hoel gets down to an Issa D'Rabbanan, that's why you could cook using an Erev Tavshilin. But what happens if it's very late? It's Friday afternoon, 10 minutes before Yantav is over. And you're cooking now using the Erev Tavshilin for Shabbos. So are guests going to come 10 minutes before Shabbos? So, but what if they're not even going to be ready? Are you allowed to put up a chalent 10 minutes before Shabbos? That's not even going to be ready? So that is a major machlokas we showed him, whether that's appropriate. Because there, the principle of Hoel might not kick in. How literal do you have to take the principle of Hoel? So Tosas says, in the bottom lines of Tosas Hoel, that you should not cook it late in the day. There's no time. So that is a chumah in the Magen Avraham, quotes as an Uchas Yadav as well, that you can't use it as a trick. If Hoel is working, Hoel can only work if it's really potentially possible. But if it's so late in the day, and then the guests aren't going to come, and the food not going to be ready, so then Hoel is not appropriate to be used in that case. Point number two regarding Hoel. Number three, Tosas and Psachim also, on Daf Mem Vav Mem Beis, quotes, if we have the principle of Hoel, so how could there ever be Malacha on Yantif? Why? Why don't we always say, says Tosfos, Hoel, that whatever you're doing is mutter for a chole sheyesh bo sakana? Tosfos says, V'im tomar, I am reading Hoel, im kein bitalta kol melecha Shabbos. Hoel v'roi l'chole sheyesh bo sakana. You always have that Hoel. Tosfos said, no, you can't go that far. V'yesh lomar, kivan t'lo shchiach klal, lo am reading Hoel. Since it's totally not shchiach to have a cholish yesh masakana, it comes up, but it's not shchiach, so therefore, you don't have to take that into account. Guests are much more shchiach than a cholish yesh bo sakana. A couple of points regarding Hoel. The other point to mention before we continue, and that is the Tosas Rid. The Tosas Rid mentioned, some Rishonim mentioned, where it says in the Mishnah here in Chala, of mizamnim alei, you could use it as a zimun, how many people have to have eaten the bread? How many? The Tosas Rid seems to say all three. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, there are various all the days of the Rishonim quoted. If you have three people, how many people had to have washed in order for you to make a Zeman? What about 10 people? How many people had to have washed in order to make a Zeman? We know by davening, you always look for 6 people who didn't daven. But by benching, we pass, you need 7. You need a ruba de minkar that are going to be benching. 3 people don't have to have washed or benched. So how many people? How many people are needed to have washed? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, HaMitztarif Sarach Levarach Baruch Achrona Mashachal. If somebody is combining, he has to make a Baruch Achrona, but what does he have to eat? Says the Shulchan Aruch. When do you say that as long as he ate anything, it's good enough? Let's tarif la'asara. That is to be mitzarev to 10. Right? The belav, says the Mishnah Berurah, the belav di day, which is a kuf tzadik zayin, the belav di day yishchiv zimun mina ochlim pas. Even without him, you have three people, you have a chiv of zimun, you're adding on metchik shem Hashem, so whatever you ate is good enough. But when it comes to the three, avol gimel, different days. Number one, ain't a mitzvah and sheyochol kazayis pas. The first day is that you have to have eaten bread. You have to have eaten bread that he's mechuyev also in berachas amazon. The yesh omrim to kibik kazayis dug and mahani. Afilu ain't no pas. Second day is as long as he ate mizonos. As long as he ate mizonos, it is okay also. Daisa, any type of chiyuv mizonos where he has to make a bracha may ain't shalosh. The yesh omrim to be yarak of a chol machol mahani. And others say no, whatever you ate, it is good enough. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes, even drank. V'hu adin l'shtia, even in l'shtia. And the reason for this is, the Mishnah Berurah explains, v'tam l'deyazu, svirulei dila inyin, tsiruf l'zimun, akilu gam l'inyin shlosha. Kibon t'shnayim mehem, achlu pas, u'mechu yavim v'birchaz amazin, since two of them have to bench anyway, v'hu shashlishi achal kizayis, shemuchay v'akona l'var brach achrona. The third person has to have eaten enough to make a brach achrona, whether it was drinking a ravias or eating a kizayis. But he didn't have to eat bread according to that day. So that is the different days in the Shulchan Aruch. And generally, well, the Minhag Olam, one can be Mekel. Even if somebody only had an orange and he's going to be Mitztaref, that can be used. He can be used for Tzirah for Zimun. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, two dots. Bo mine me rafuna, hani b'nei bagi, deramo alayo kimcha, de b'nei chela. These villagers who were forced to bake for the soldiers coming through their cities. Machlokas, we've shown them here, whose flour was it? They were forced to bake on, might have been pikuach nefesh, or maybe not pikuach nefesh, because that sure would have been mutter. Maybe it was a suffix sakana. So they were forced. So ma'alafosa b'yadav, can they bake on yantif? Do they have to make themselves crazy to make before Yantif? Or what happens? Can they make it on Yantif also? Assuming, as I said before, it's not a sakana. Tosfos and the Rambam assume that the flour was given to them by the king. Rashi and the Rif assume that it was even their own flour. We'll get back to that, Hashem, soon. So, are they allowed to bake it on Yantif? So, Omar Lahu, he said to them, Chazina, Rafuna said to them, Chazina, Iyavi le rift li yanuka, velo kapti, kochad vachada, chazi lanuka vishari. If you would give some of what you bake to your kids, would they be makbid? If they wouldn't be makbid, then it's okay. Then it's all considered ochal. Nefesh and his mutter. V'ilav aser. V'hatanya, says the Gemara, 1 second. Is that really true? V'hatanya, maisa b'shem and atimini shaloba emes lebeis ha-medrash. One day he missed the shir. B'shachres b'azor b'yudim ben baba. Amar lo b'bnei ma'lo b'as emes lebeis ha-medrash. Why didn't you come to the shir yesterday? Amar lo b'leshes b'ali reinu. An attacking army came to our city. U'bik shalach tofes kol ha'ir. And they wanted to grab, take all of our money, take everything, spoil the city. V'shachatnu lem eikel v'hechalnum. But we were nice to them. We shech to the cow, and we gave them to eat. We were nice to them, and in that way, we prevented them from pillaging our city. And that's what I was doing. I'm sorry I wasn't here. Amar Lusi says to him, upon hearing this, Rebuta ben Baba, Atamani, im lo yatsa schachem efsetchem. Wow! I think, what, you saved your money, but you didn't have era. Shri Amar Tolachem, how could you have cooked for them? So the Gemara says, 1 minute. But didn't Rafuna say that it's mutter? As long as you'd be able to eat from it? See, here too. They took their stuff and they prevented. So why isn't that mutter? What was the problem? Amar Rav Yosef, ego trefa havi. That case was a trefa animal, a trefa egel. It was not able to be eaten, and that's why it was not included in the heder of Achol Nefesh. I have Achazil Klavim, but they could have given it to their dogs. Tanoihi, that goof is a machlokas tanam, as we've said. Are you allowed to do malacha on yantif for your dogs, Tatanya? Acha sheyachal l'chol nefesh u'levado yasal lachem. The pasuk says, mimasha sheyemar l'chol nefesh, shomei ani afilu nefesh behemah v'mashma. It says as nefesh, any nefesh, including an animal. Kidyu sheyemar, as it says, umaka nefesh behemah yishalmena. You see the term nefesh used by an animal. Tamalomar lachem, that's why it says lachem, lachem below l'klavim divir b'yosei aglili. Excluding Leklavim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, if you don't have a shmeim of mashma. Rabbi Akiva said, no, doing malacha for your dog, for an animal on Yantav is included. Whether that's allowed. So that's that was the machlokas in the story. Umar Isa finishing up, Larabo says, aklavim alahotzi esov dekachavim. Why would you be more inclined to include animals than include non-Jews? Marbani, it's aklavim, shemizono son alecha. I include dogs because they rely on you for for their food. And I exclude Ovdei Kochavim that do not rely on you for food. So that is the Machlokas of Yosei Glili and Rabbi Akiva in this context. If you look on the Chashuk Yechemed, right here, he quotes, talking about Yotza Schara Behefsedo, he talks about the following amazing case. There was a story, came to him with a shayla. A Jew gets into a taxi in Yerushalayim, and he says to the Nahag, please, Tepetach Tikva Bavakasha. Fine. The Nahag starts going. The passenger is so exhausted and tired, he falls asleep. And then when he wakes up, the Nahag says, okay, we're in Petach Tikva. And he says, what? We're in Petach Tikva? I wanted to go to Rehov, the Petach Tikva Rehov, the street of Petach Tikva. I didn't want, in Yerushalayim, it's a 5-minute drive. I didn't want to go to Petach Tikva. The driver says, well, you aren't clear. You have to pay me for the drive here, I'll drive you back, but you have to pay me double. So that's the question. They came to Rabbi Zilberstein to ask him. So he says, there are two problems with the Noseya. Number one, if he was such a short ride, why did he fall asleep so deeply? He knew it was very short. And number two, he wasn't clear. Usually if you say Petach Tikva, that means you should have said Rechov Petach Tikva. And just because you fell asleep, the Nahag has to pay for this? And he says, similarly, when he asked for his brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he says when he was younger, when he was a bacher, one time he got into a bus to go to Bnei Brak, and he fell asleep on the bus, and he got off in Tel Aviv. And then he went to ask the Chazon Ish afterwards, doesn't say what he did, maybe the Chazon Ish was there, doesn't say. He said, is he allowed, it used to be that you had to pay extra to go further. Not now, you just get on the bus and you go as far as you want. Does he have to give the Tosefes Mechir from Bnei Brak to Tel Aviv? And the Chazon Ish says, yes, of course. It's your fault that you fell asleep. Right, you have to give the Tosefes back. Right, so therefore here too, the Nahag doesn't have to be mafsid, and you have to pay him. He says you can give him a choice if he wants to get out and take a bus back to Yerushalayim. That's fine, but if he's going to stay in, so then he should have to pay. He does say at the end, maybe there is one time that you could have klapei the Nahag, that usually when you have a trip outside the city, usually you arrange a mechir. If you're not going by the meter, you arrange a mechir beforehand. And here, why didn't he turn around to arrange a mechir? So you maybe should have thought that maybe something is fishy. So maybe you can have a little pshara that he doesn't have to pay him the entire amount, maybe pay him part of the amount on the way there, but for sure for the way back, if he chooses to stay in the taxi, he has to pay the full amount. By the way, that's the related to schar. Here. Okay, one final point. The Mishnah Berurah notes, the Shulchan Aruch quote with Shulchan Aruch Paskins, as the Gemara here says, that you're not allowed to do malacha for a non-Jew. That is what we paskin in this case. Eim of Ashlim, the Shulchan Aruch says, Tafkuf Yud Beis. Eim of Ashlim, Sarah Kusim Beyantif. Lafichach, therefore you can't be mazmin them. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the same would apply to a who is included here? Even a non-frum Jew. What about a mumar? Not a tinoch shenishpa. What about a lahachis? He says, umumar lavodazara o lachal shavas v'ferhesia dino ka'akum. The Mishnah Berurah says there, tifkat and beis. They will be included. So, pashas bizbanazeh, we would not say that about a tinoch shenishpa, which are most of the people who are not shomri Torah mitzvahs. But if somebody knows that it's lahachis, that it could be that I'm not allowed to cook special for him on yantif. Right, the question is, what about, the Chashuk Yechemed also has a question, what about a Ben Chutz La'aretz, cooking for a Ben Eretz Yisrael on Yontav Sheni in Eretz Yisrael? Is that like cooking for a guy? Cooking for a guy, because it's Mutav for him, he doesn't have Yontav today. Interesting. Fighter. Amar Le'abai Le'Rav Yosef. Ule Rav Yosef Eglili to Amar Lachem V'lo L'Klavim. According to Rav Yosef Eglili, who says, you're not allowed to cook for your dogs, you're not allowed to do malacha for your dogs. Hani souffle, these souffle, what are souffle? Rashi explains these date seeds. How do we throw these to our dog on Yantif? Rashi says they're muksa, and you would need the heter of ochal nefesh. You don't have the heter of ochal nefesh when it comes to an animal. So amalei, hold the chazu lasaka. Well, they're not totally muksa. You can use it for fuel. You can throw it into your fire. So tedach biyabesh, that's fine by the dry ones. Be a retivu samaika lameimar. What about the moist ones, the wet ones? Amalei chazu lasik gadol. No, for a big fire. In your oven, you could also use the wet ones. Tenach b'yantif v'shabas egel meimar. Fine on yantif. What about on Shabbos? Mitaltalina lu agav rifta. Kiddush Shmuel. You're right, they are muksa. But you can be mitaltalina as long as it's on a piece of bread. Damar Shmuel also not called Sarcha Bapas, like Shmuel said, that a person can do all of his needs with bread. You don't have to be worried about any bizui ochlin. So, as the Rashba says, if the seeds happen to be on bread, you can't put them onto bread, but as long as they happen to be on bread, then you can move the bread. That's not called a basis. The Rashba then discusses, why is this allowed? Don't we only have such a heter when it comes to kikar or tinok, when it comes to a mace? Who says we're allowed to move these? So he says, well, maybe here you want to move the bread. It just so happens that the seeds are on it. That's why it's okay. The case of kikar or tinok, you want to move the mace, you want to move the muksa item. That's why it's worse. Upliga de Rabbi ben Levi, Vaitra in the Gemara. What's this arguing on? Pliga, Rav Huna, who said earlier, Rashi says, that as long as you could give some to the kid, you're allowed to cook for the non-Jew, for whatever it is. That's against Rabbi ben Levi. Dar Rabbi ben Levi, Mizanim as a Nachri b'Shabbos. A person is allowed to invite a non-Jew on Shabbos. Ve Mizanim as a Nachri b'Yantif. Why? Gezei Rashi Yarba b'Shvilo. On Shabbos, you're not doing any cooking. So there's no gzeira Shema Yarbeh. But on Yantif, you are. So you're not allowed to invite him because Shema Yarbeh. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Afilu b'Shabbos Nami Lo, Mishum Shirei Kosos. Even on Shabbos, you can't because he's creating muksa. What's left of his coast becomes Yayin Nesech, and therefore it's going to be muksa for you. So therefore, you can't invite him. Ihachi didan Nami. So what do you mean? What's left over in our coast also? It's also putrid. You're not going to drink the wine. Didon chazi l'tarne golem. No, our wine you could at least give to your chickens. Ditu nami chazi l'tarne golem also theirs. No, ditu isuri anoninu. As we just said, no, their wine is aser bana. V'letalenu agav kisei. It's aser bana, but why can't you be metaltalit agav the coast? You're not moving the wine directly. Milo amar Rava. Didn't Rava say metaltalina kinuna agav kitme? You can move your coals, afagav deikale shivrayetsim, even though there are some broken pieces of wood on top which are not usable. So hasam avisurei naninu. Here it's more chamor, because it's aser bahana, even though it's only at the rabbana level, it's still aser bahana. Amalei Ravachi, and that's why it says in Shulchan Aruch, not to be mazmin the non-Jews. Amalei Ravachi, we did to the Ravina, Velevi kegraf shalrei. But why isn't it like graf shalrei? We know if there's something disgusting sitting in your living room, you have a dirty diaper, you have a garbage, you're allowed to move that out. The Rabbanan suspended Hilchas Muksa in that circumstance because it's disgusting for you. You want to get rid of it. So too, why isn't this like Graf Shalrei? And the Ashil Gubetzis here says, Avodah Zarah, anything connected is Ma'us. That's also like Graf Shalrei. So Amar Levi, Chiyosa Graf Shalrei L'chadchila, you're right. That's if it happens, if you don't have a choice. But you can't create a Graf Shalrei willingly where you have a choice. That's why you should not invite him on Yantif. Adrei Rava Lamar Shmuel V'Darash. Rava got Mar Shmuel up and Darshind Mizanim as a Nachri B'Shalazim. Mizanim as a Nachri B'Yantif. Zerah Jemar B'Shvilo. He paskin like that. Rava Marzuchak Evi Mikla Lahu Nachri B'Yantif. When they used to meet a Nachri B'Yantif, Amri Le, they said, Inichla by the Tarich Alon Mutav. I'm sorry, we can't cook for more for you. If you want what we have been already to rep for ourselves, fine. V'lo Tarcha Yisera. Dai to Didach Lo Tarchinan. I'm sorry, but our Yantif does not allow us to cook more in this circumstance. Good. That is the Gemara. We'll have to stop here. The next mission is going to be a big topic, so we'll stop here, Be'ez Hashem, and we will continue next time.